Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Luna's Bedtime Story. I'm Luna. 各位爸爸妈妈和小朋友们晚上好，欢迎收听不知不觉读完一本书睡前故事。我是 Luna。今晚我们的故事叫做《卖火柴的小女孩》The Little Match Girl。在一个非常寒冷的除夕的夜晚，有一个小女孩在街上光着脚卖火柴。如果她不把火柴卖完，她是不敢回家的。可是天气实在是太冷了，街上的行人也非常少，根本没有人来买她的火柴。小女孩又冷又饿，他找到一个墙角，躲在里面避风。这时他看到自己手上的火柴，于是他点亮了一根，想要取取暖。就在这时，他在火柴微弱的火光里看到了非常奇妙的景象。他到底看到什么了呢？最后他能安全地回家吗？我们一起来听一听今天的故事。 The Little Match Girl. It was nearly dark on the last night of the year. It was bitterly cold, and the snow was falling fast. In the cold and the dark, a poor little girl roamed through the streets. Her head and feet were bare. She did have on a pair of slippers when she left home, although they were not much use. They were very large, as they had belonged to her mother. The poor little thing had lost them as she was running across the street, trying to avoid two carriages that were speeding along at a terrible rate. One of the slippers she could not find, and the other had been seized by a boy who ran away with it. So the little girl went on with her naked feet, which were quite red and blue from the cold. The girl carried a number of matches in her apron pocket and had a bundle of them in her hands. She was a match seller. No one had bought any matches from her the whole day, nor had anyone given her a penny. She crept along, shivering with the cold and hunger, a picture of misery. The snowflakes fell on her long, fair hair, which hang in wet curls on her shoulders, but she ignored them. Instead, she looked at the lights shining from every window and smelled the delicious aroma of roast goose that hung in the air, for it was New Year's Eve. In a corner between two houses,She sank down and huddled into herself. She pulled her bare feet in underneath her, but she could not keep out the cold. She dared not go home, for she had not sold any matches and had no money for her family. Besides, it was nearly as cold as home as here, for there was only the roof to cover them.It was full of holes and cracks through which the wind howled, even though they had tried to fill the largest holes with straw and rags. The match girl's hands were almost numb with cold. Oh, a burning match might give her some small comfort, if only she dared to take a single one out of the bundle and strike it against the wall. She drew a match out of the bundle. Scratch! How it splattered and blazed as it burned! The flame was warm and bright, like a little candle. As she held her hand over it, it was a wonderful light. It seemed to be little match girl that she was sitting beside a large iron stove with polished brass feet and polished chimney. How the fire burned! Her little corner seemed so beautifully snug as the little girl stretched out her feet as though to warm them. When suddenly the little flame went out, the stove vanished, and she was left with the remains of the match in her hand. She struck another match on the wall. It burst into flame brightly. It seemed that where its light fell on the wall, it became as transparent as a veil, and she could see into the room. The table was spread with the snow-white tablecloth, on which stood a splendid china dinner set and a steaming roast goose, stuffed with apples and dried plums. And what was even more wonderful was that the goose jumped down from the dish and danced across the room to the little girl. Then the match went out, and there was nothing left but the thick, cold, damp wall in front of her. She lit another match and found herself sitting under a beautiful Christmas tree. It was even larger and more magnificently decorated than the one that she had seen through the glass door of a rich shopkeeper's house. Thousands of candles burned in the green branches and brightly colored pictures, like ones she had seen in shop windows, looked down on her. The little girl stretched out her hand to them, and the match went out. The Christmas lights rose higher until she saw that they were the stars in the sky. Then she saw a star fall, leaving a long trail of fire. Someone has just died, thought the little girl. For her old grandmother, the only person who have ever loved her, and who was now no more, had told her that when a star falls, a soul goes up to heaven. She struck another match against the wall, and the light shone around her. In the brightness stood her old grandmother, bright and radiant, so mild and full of love. "Grandmother," she cried out, "oh, take me with you. I know you will go away when the match goes out. You will vanish like the warm stove, the roast goose, and the magnificent Christmas tree." She struck the whole bundle of matches against the wall, for she wished to keep her grandmother there. The matches glowed with the light that was brighter than the sun at noon, and her grandmother had never appeared so beautiful and so tall. She took the little girl in her arms and then flew upwards into a place of brightness and joy, where there was neither hunger nor cold nor pain. In the corner, in the dawn light, there lay the poor little match girl with pale cheeks and a joyful smile, curled up near the wall. She was still holding the matches in her hand, one bundle of which was burnt. She tried to warm herself, people said. No one could imagine the beautiful things she had seen, or understand what splendor she had entered with her grandmother on that cold New Year's Eve. 好了，你们听明白这个故事了吗？在一个除夕的夜晚，新年的前夜 ,New Year's Eve, 有一个卖火柴的小女孩光脚走在路上 ,A little match girl, 她又冷又饿，但是却不敢回家，因为她一根火柴都没有卖出去，一分钱都没有要到。于是她躲在两间屋子的夹缝中避风，想熬过这个寒冷的夜晚。她实在是太冷了，所以她点亮了一根火柴。在火柴微弱的光线里，她看到了一个大火炉 ,A large iron stove。火炉里发出熊熊的火光，非常的暖和。小女孩不仅向火伸出手去，可是这时火柴熄灭了。The match went out. 她赶紧又点燃了另一根火柴。这一次火柴的光线让墙壁变得透明。她透过墙看见了一间非常漂亮的餐厅。桌子上摆放着精美的瓷器。A splendid China dinner set. 还有一只喷香的烤鹅。A steaming roast goose. 这只烤鹅跳下桌子，向小女孩走了过来。就当她快要够到那只烤鹅的时候，火柴熄灭了。她赶紧又点燃了另外一根。这一次她看见了一棵精美的圣诞树。A beautiful Christmas tree. 圣诞树上点燃了千万根的蜡烛，比他以前在商店里见过的所有的圣诞树都要美丽。他想伸出手摸一摸那些蜡烛，这时火柴熄灭了，一些烛光慢慢的越升越高，最后他才看清原来是天上的星星。这时候有一颗星星坠落了 ,A star fall, 拖着长长的尾巴。小女孩伤心地自言自语道，有一个人刚刚去世了，因为她已经过世的外婆 ,grandmother, 曾经告诉过她，如果天上有星星落下，地上就会有一个灵魂深入天堂。小女孩又划亮了另一根火柴，这一次她看见了她的外婆。外婆是那么温柔慈祥，充满爱地看着她 ,so mild and full of love. 小女孩赶紧向外婆大喊，外婆，请你赶紧带我走吧 ,take me with you, 因为我知道只要火柴一熄灭，你就会离开的。于是她把一整把火柴都划亮了。She struck the whole bundle of matches. 熊熊的火光燃烧起来。外婆从来没有像这样美丽高大过。外婆慢慢走近她，拥抱她，然后把她带走了。他们去了一个明亮的充满欢乐的地方。在那里没有饥饿，没有寒冷，也没有痛苦。 There was neither hunger, nor cold, nor pain. 第二天早上，人们在墙角发现了已经被冻僵的小女孩，她手里握着一把燃烧过的火柴。人们都很可怜她，但是这些人都不知道小女孩曾经见到多么美丽的画面，现在她又和外婆去了一个多么美丽的地方。好了，今晚的故事就说到这里。 祝你们晚安，好梦。Good night and sweet dreams.